T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's get to more important matters, and that's Nikki Jabala, who is a dear, dear friend of ours. We all work together back at Sports Illustrated. She has gone on to do incredible things right now, working as a reporter for the Washington Post, and has been breaking news and following the Daniel Snyder ebbs and flows for the last 2 years. Nikki, it's so good to talk with you. We know this is a super busy day. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
No, I mean, let's start. It's our pleasure. Let's start with today. The biggest takeaway, if you can boil it down to one or two things, was what to you?
That not much happened for 2.5 hours. There was a lot of back and forth between committee members, you know, with some trying to deflect and make this about the Biden administration, and others really trying to dig in a little bit deeper on the sexual harassment allegations with the commanders. So there was a lot of that back and forth, and, you know, in Roger Goodell's testimony and in his answers and, you know, the questioning thereafter, a lot of it was repeated information. It didn't feel like it produced much new information. I honestly thought the most interesting part of all this was before it all started, when, you know, Chairwoman Maloney issued that 29-page memo outlining the committee's findings.
Nikki, what do you expect to come out of Maloney subpoenaing Daniel Snyder for next week? From what, I don't know if you've had a chance to dive in. Mm-hmm. Do you expect him to actually show up? Does he have to show up? Is there any choice here? Can he fight it legally?
I believe he has to show up, or he could potentially be held in contempt. This is what makes the Oversight Committee different from most subcommittees, is that it does have subpoena power. You know, and he has to testify under oath now. So if he lies at all, he could be held for perjury. So it raises the stakes, certainly, for Dan Snyder.
No doubt. Nikki Jabala is our guest. Of course, she covers the Washington Commanders and has been covering this Daniel Snyder ebbs and flows for the Washington Post. You mentioned about the findings that the committee released even before the Goodell questioning started. Some of that is your reporting from the Washington Post about the shadow investigation that Daniel Snyder was running after the women came forward and accused him of improprieties. Can you sort of flesh that out and why that's important?
Yeah, so the committee found, you know, through documents and depositions that in multiple interviews with former employees, current employees, that Snyder and his legal team were sending private investigators to the homes of former employees, of journalists, of attorneys for former employees. And they would also work the federal courts by using this thing called a Section 1782 petition to kind of get communication and build this dossier. It was a 100-slide PowerPoint presentation, essentially, in which the Snyder's legal team collected all this information on former employees, journalists, attorneys, and they would use private investigators to collect more info and to try to intimidate or silence victims as well. And, you know, through those private investigators, they try to get more information on Bruce Allen. I think that was another large part of what the memo stated, was that, you know, Dan Snyder tried to pin this on Bruce Allen, the former team president of the Commanders, by going through all these tactics. So this was while Beth Wilkinson was trying to do her investigation that was overseen by the NFL. So there was a lot going on, and the committee basically alleges that Dan Snyder tried to influence Wilkinson's investigation to to deflect blame and put this on Bruce Allen.
So, Nikki, if Daniel Snyder does appear next week, or when he does appear next week, will his testimony be enough to really start a movement to get him out of the league from the other owners?
Yeah, I mean, that's a million-dollar question, right? I mean, it's always been up to the owners. You know, I thought the allegations of financial impropriety might have a chance anytime you mess with NFL owners. You know, we know they don't like that. Don't mess with their money. but, you know, so far there has not been a vote held, as to my knowledge, you know, and not many have been willing to go on record to even insinuate they would vote him out. And to do so, they would need 3/4 of membership to vote in favor. So that's at least 24 owners voting in favor of pushing him out. And that's never happened in the NFL. Even Jerry Richardson, I mean, technically he decided to sell the team on his own. They did not vote him out. So it would take a lot. And I think the prevailing belief is that the other owners don't want the tables turned on them. You know, perhaps they have other things that they don't want publicly disclosed as well. And if they vote out Dan Snyder, what would happen to them? So, you know, we'll see. But so far there have been a lot of pretty damning allegations and a lot of investigations. And so far there hasn't seemed to be much movement.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And Nikki, also the $1.6 million lawsuit, the settlement between a former employee. I mean, the details that just came out, we've known that there was like a large settlement that was made to a woman in 2009, but no one ever had the details of it. Now we have some details, and it's Daniel Snyder allegedly like groping and, you know, being completely inappropriate with this woman. And then she settled and signed an NDA also. It was that another thing along with like financial priorities. Like that's something that puts it, there's no innuendo there, right? Like that puts him there committing the act. Like would that potentially be something that could get the owners to move?
Yeah, you would think, you know, it's certainly one to add to the list. Of course, Snyder and his team have outright denied these allegations, but this supposedly happened in 2009 and was detailed by Will Hobson, our in-house genius at the Post, you know, in which Snyder allegedly sexually assaulted a former team employee on his private plane. And Roger Goodell was asked about this during the hearing today, and he said he does not recall Snyder informing the league of these allegations when they happened in 2009. You know, going back to the personal conduct policy, that could be in violation right there of a team not informing the league of such allegations, because the league is supposed to oversee any investigation into such allegations. So, you know, there's much more to that story, I believe. But yeah, we finally just got details on what those allegations were, and we'll see if it has any long-term ramifications for Snyder. I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing with all of this is, you know, we've had hearings, we've had investigations, and it's still kind of that wait and see approach. What will the owners do now?
Nikki, what's the reaction in Washington and D.C. and Virginia and Maryland? How can they not want Snyder out? Because the team hasn't been good as well as embarrassing. We sit up here in New York and wonder, aren't they getting tired of it?
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of loyal fans. I mean, this once was a marquee franchise, you know, under Joe Gibbs and, you know, the Hogs. So these fans have been through a lot, and I think they understand what winning looks like. They understand what a well-run franchise looks like, and they have not seen it in the better part of 2 decades. So, yeah, there is a lot of frustration. There's still a lot of loyalty to the team, not necessarily Dan Snyder. But, yeah, certainly with each, you know, incident, each allegation, each new thing that pops up, I mean, there's not a joke, it's almost reality anymore that, you know, this is just a Wednesday for the Commanders to have a congressional hearing on their workplace culture, because there have been so many investigations. They're former head athletic trainer is being investigated by the DEA. I mean, the FTC might get involved. It's seemingly endless. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of frustration among fans, and you would think that, you know, it does affect the product on the field, certainly. I mean, you know, do the elite players want to come here to play for this team when there's so much drama going on? Do current players, are they affected by the outside noise? You know, with social media these days, I would argue that there's no way to completely shield them. But, you know, there's just so much going on with this franchise that, you know, I think there's a lot of frustration from all those involved.
Yeah, they could set a record for, like, subcommittees, you know, just based on the Washington Commanders. Sure. I'm sure that could be in the works. You know, Nikki, we just have another minute or so left, but, you know, one of the things Goodell said today is they do feel like they've been holding Daniel Snyder accountable. The $10 million fine and also him being away from the team for the better part of a year, although we saw him at the Commanders rebranding, like, front and center. So, has he actually been away from the team? Is it a punishment?
Not fully. He has been present at, you know, some major team events. He goes to every game. He was at the rebranding event. In the press release announcing Beth Wilkinson's findings, I don't know if you remember, but the league seemed to purposely keep it incredibly vague as to what he would be handling. It just said he would deal with finding a new stadium and other matters. So technically he hasn't violated any provision that was, you know, publicly relayed because
no provisions were set, right? Of course.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, to say he has not been involved in day-to-day operations, I don't know that they could claim that when he's been there.
Slight left turn, Nikki. Ron Rivera, I think everybody likes him in the league, and, you know, we've interviewed him. Will he be say they struggle with everything going on? My mind is they can't fire Ron Rivera, even if they struggle. I feel like they need him as a positive representation.
Steward
of the team.
The ship, yeah.
I would agree. You know, after if they have another losing season, that's three in a row for Rivera. So you just never know. And, you know, Dan Snyder, he has a history of always wanting a return on his investment. And at some point, he's going to get impatient. So will he pull the trigger? Will the NFL allow him to pull the trigger? Would it make sense to? I would agree with you that no, it wouldn't. You know, I also wonder who are they going to find if they can't, you know, make it possible so Ron Rivera can fix things. It just seems like he's the best hope they have right now. So, you know, again, we'll see. I mean, a lot of it is going to depend on what happens to Snyder, if anything at all, and kind of where he's at with the team.
Nikki, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Nikki Jabval, of course, from the Washington Post, is covering the Washington Commanders and everything going on with Daniel Snyder, breaking news on a lot of this stuff and doing a fantastic job. Thank you, Nikki.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. And we'll follow the twists and turns.
Wow.
Of this thing. What a beat to be on.
Yeah, she painted an interesting picture there, almost like too much to handle, where that's the thing about this case. Stories, you feel like, okay, here we go again.
I know that you shouldn't feel that way when it's been 20 years basically of improprieties. Coming up next, we turn our attention to the NBA offseason. We expect big things to go down tomorrow. We'll tell you which teams to keep an eye on. Don't move. Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, and SiriusXM Channel 158.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.